Welcome to Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. Thank you for listening in. My name is Kat, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Cece Love. Here you'll find thought-provoking topics that will most definitely keep you on the edge of your seat, practical how-to spiritual practices, and mind-blowing tools and techniques to add to your spiritual toolbox. Mother Mary Sound Healing will be transmitted at the beginning of the show, followed by fascinating show content and remarkable historical channeling of spirit by our world famous Cece Love. In closing, DC and I will share some metaphysical what the bleep moments we have encountered in our own everyday lives, as well as an oracle card reading for the collective at the end of the show, as promised. So something about me, again, my name is Kat, and I am an intuitive empath, clairvoyant, angel intuitive, and as a Reiki practitioner and energy healer, I use powerful visualizations to enhance my work for exceptional results. I am also a shamanic, meditation, mindfulness, and health and wellness coach, having worked in the Miss Fitness America industry years ago. My metaphysical experiences started as a child, having seen Mother Mary, as well as just things that just continue to this day. In addition, lucid dreaming is a natural gift I've been given, whereby these prophetic dreams come true within 1 to 3 days, an ability that runs my family, as well as psychometry. Just, you know, traditional degrees include an undergraduate degree in business administration and a graduate degree in clinical psychology. So enough about me, DC. You ready?
Kat. Yes, thank you. Beautiful. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, as well as being a divine soul healer, an empath, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, a spirit soul healer. There's some other things. But the really cool things that really, you know, make me, like, giggle and laugh is the way that I got here. I was watching the Long Island Medium, and I was sitting there with my beautiful niece, Kelly, and I said, oh, my gosh, Kelly, this is so much fun. I'd love to do, you know, something like this. Well, lo and behold, the universe was listening. And then all of a sudden, I had cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirit actually sitting upon me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And all of this, you know, brought me to where I am today. And I've even had, you know, some other knowledge that I gained, and that is when I attended schools of higher learning. But in my case, I went to heaven, and I acquired some of the knowledge that I have gained to help myself and then others. You know, they say if you snooze, you lose. Well, that certainly was not true in my case. And now I'm able, you know, to channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and every once in a while, my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. So I've really had a crazy journey, and I'm embracing this beautiful journey because I've had access to the most ironic and yet fascinating mixture of divine source. And I really feel like, you know, that is an attribute that helps me to relate and work with people from all walks of life. So that is maybe a little bit too much about me, Kat.
No, it's fascinating. It's just fascinating to listen to.
Oh, thank you. Well, I am so blessed that we have this beautiful network, our beautiful Sacred Embers Network. And Kat and I, you know, as you are listening, know that this is the show called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. Now, we do have a Sacred Embers, like, website, and our website address is www.sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. There you can see all, you know, all of our team members, but we do also have other shows. Another show that is on Wednesday is Angel Answers. We also have Into the Light, and we have The Lighthouse. So I think I've covered all the shows, and if I haven't, I'm sorry for that. But we do have a beautiful, beautiful, like, a group of people that we connect with. You know, just go to the Blog Talk Radio and punch in Sacred Embers, and you see all the shows that we have. I mean, our group is a totally amazing group, and we have so many, you know, diverse talents. Wouldn't you agree, Kat?
I do. I 100% agree.
Yeah, it's truly, truly amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that being said, I would like to do the Mother Mary sound healing. Okay, Kat, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Everybody just please sit comfortably. Close your eyes and relax. As the song Ave Maria is playing, Mother Mary comes in, connects, and brings healing.
Thank you.
feeling, Kat?
That was just beautiful. It just honestly takes me to a place that is just truly out of this world. Truly.
Honestly.
Yeah, we together and then we after traveled up and it's like you see everything, you know, this sound, Mother Mary Sound Healing is healing the world. She's healing everyone in the world. And think about that, every element, every person, every situation, you know. I saw Jesus over this, you know, our ancestral family. I saw them, you know, him over the world, over, you know, everywhere, you know, that, you know, there's conflict or there's, you know, situations that people are in. And it's just, you know, like we just, you know, are part of the beginning of that. And then they take over and that's, you know, and it's amazing. Like I am truly amazed every single solitary time do this. You and I, you know, multiple times during the day. So while we're doing it on the show, it's no different. You know, it just takes us to a place where I'm giving you my experience here, but, you know, to a place that it's just amazing. And it's a healing experience. Always. So.
Oh, it really is. And before we do the Mother Mary, the channeled healings that I channeled, Mother Mary was listening and she was saying to tell Kat, thank you for everything that you've said. And she's coming in today and she's talking to all of us now. Beloveds, we are never separated. I love you all equally, and I will accompany you as you go forward on your spiritual path. Beloveds, I will be your light in the darkness. Your journey upon this planet is so needed. I will guide you upon a path of love, love everlasting. I have reminded Kat and DC of the power that they have within their sacred red roses. And I'm reminding you before the channeled healing begins that you too will have that same power within your sacred red roses. So many of you have begun to experience a more profound compassion and love for others that I have shared with you, and now you have been sharing love and compassion with the world. DC and Kat, they have been entrusted with spreading the importance of my prayers and healings, and many more will follow my divine call to help heal humanity at this time. Each of you are so needed. Beloveds, you have to continue to trust in the guidance that you receive, as well as praying the rosary and using my Mother Mary sound healing and my sacred red rose healing. So many more luminary lights are needed and will be used on a global level. Continue to connect and listen to Kat and DC. The love and the compassion that they share is truly healing, and the power of heaven is a magnificent guiding light filled with the Lord's love, as well as blessings and miracles. So take my hands, my beloved children, each of you, as we connect with the Creator of the universe in beauty beyond comprehension, as well as infinite new discoveries that await you. Are you ready, beloveds? We will now go forward and continue with the channeled healing. Thank you, Mother Mary.
Yes,
so Kat and I connected with her beautiful friend, who at the time was actually in hospice care. And as we slept, the three of us astral traveled at 3 a.m. to heaven, and there we connected with Mother Mary. She walked with us on this beautiful, magnificent beach, where we saw frothy white waves and beautiful sand. And then Mother Mary walked into the water, into the ocean, and it began to cover her beautiful blue dress. And the three of us stood in just amazement, because we couldn't imagine how was she not getting wet. It was truly something miraculous. So I then began to channel this beautiful, sacred red rose healing as we all walked along the beach, and I realized that, you know, this was the eternal beach of heaven, and this was the perfect atmosphere to release what no longer serves us. And my channeling, it was so synchronistic with Kat's beautiful channeled message to her friend, mentioning sacred gardens with beautiful flowers that nourish our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And at that point, Mother Mary gave each of us a sacred red rose, which she placed within our hearts. As I continue forward reading the channeling, you too will have an opportunity to have a sacred red rose placed within your heart by Mother Mary. So before I begin, you can just say yes silently. And Mother Mary asked that I explain that, you know, to each of you, that healing does not have to take a lot of time. It really doesn't. And this channeling that I'm about to read is a significant tool and is very powerful. It addresses all issues. It could be read for family members to help them with their healing process, or maybe even gifted to a friend that you feel is really needing it. So Mother Mary is stepping forward. Beloveds, I have heard your prayers, and I know the suffering that you have endured. I ask that you trust in my divine healing abilities. We are now going to release and let go of all that no longer serves us, including cellular memory, emotional wounds inflicted on you as a child, limitations, ancestral roots that need healing, and pain that has traveled through family lines. You can sit or lie comfortably, close your eyes. Slowly begin to breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. One more time, slowly in through the nose and then out through the mouth. You now begin to envision a beautiful sacred rose filled with unconditional love, and it is being placed within your heart by Mother Mary. As you breathe, imagine your breath going directly into your heart. And as you continue to breathe, the sacred rose begins to bloom. And as it does, it brings with it heavenly blessings. These blessings are filled with divine healing, trust, and courage, and will help you with whatever circumstances you are facing. You now take a moment and you place your intentions into this beautiful sacred rose. You feel a beautiful warmth upon your body as divine love and light fill every fiber of your being. This beautiful energy connects with every cell in your body, and it brings healing where it is needed. You feel Mother Mary holding you in her heavenly embrace as she continues to fill your entire being with this divine and loving energy. And this energy heals any situation you are concerned about. This amazing healing will continue to take place on all levels, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, or even on a soul's level, until all healing is complete. You will feel Mother Mary's divine essence within your heart, knowing that you too have unlimited divine resources that are within your sacred rose, and they are available to you when needed. Mother Mary's divine healing has no limitations, and it can go wherever love can go. And as we know, love heals all wounds and it removes all obstacles. And Mother Mary is saying, I love you, Mother Mary. So, Kat, I want to ask for a moment. Now, we've been doing this for a while, and how often do you feel that you go in, you connect with your sacred red rose within your heart?
Every day.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. Yeah. Just about every day.
Yeah, that's
that way.
So,
yeah.
And
I mean,
we can use this for everything, right?
Everything is in there. And you know, it changes depending on the circumstances, whether it's with me, it's with my loved ones, it's with friends, it's, you know, on a world basis, it's everything, you know, because there's so much going on in this world where people need help. And so that's what she's here for. And the fact that, you know, her healing continues until it's resolved. And so that healing is ongoing. And that's something that is there forever. So whenever you need it, you know, it's there. And that is just beautiful to me.
And, it is. You and know, you can place, yeah. you know, like you said, you can place, you know, an intention on a daily basis, and the rose will just keep expanding to, you know, contain everything that you put in there until it is perfectly healed.
Yes, yes. And it gives me so much comfort now. She's there all the time, all the
time.
For what?
Yep.
And like I said, the miracles and the continued healing and, you know, every single time that I'm asking for something or I put those intentions in that, you know, sacred red rose, it's, you could tell she's listening. You could tell that her word is golden and that she's there and everything, you know, it's believing that, you know, she's there to help us and to help humanity. And, you know, like you had said earlier, it's for everyone, you know, for them to also, you know, get on board to, because everyone's being called, right? It's just not us.
Yes.
Right? And that's what her message is as well, is, you know, for all of humanity to help each other. And because that's what's needed at this time.
Definitely. And it's a calling, you know, as Kat said, it's being sent out to everyone. So if you feel that calling, go into meditation with Mother Mary and, you know, allow her to, you know, work with you to see, like, which way that you can help humanity. Because Kat and I do it, like, in this way, with the sound healing and with the channeled healing. And others will do it differently. So everybody's journey is a little bit different. And, you know, your healing journey may be a little bit different as well. Don't you agree, Kat?
I do. And then it's something, I also feel like if something is resonating with, you know, people's hearts that they're very passionate about, whether it be the environment or, you know, it could include anything, right? And that's something that Yeah. It does, you know, because
I mean, I,
you know,
with
all
a lot of people,
humanity is a big job, right? So
yes,
you know, if you could just take pieces, you know, that's wonderful enough. You know, it's just, you know, putting in your whole heart and soul into it, and believing that she's listening and she's answering your call.
She really is, and. You know, she's the mother, she's, you know, our beautiful Heavenly Mother, and she wants us to, you know, really do what resonates with us. I've connected with so many people, some like, you know, animals so much, others, they have this beautiful connection with children. There's so many different ways that you could fulfill your mission. And
right.
Kat and I are just, you know, starting out together, so I'm sure that we're going to grow together as we go forward.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And with that being said, I believe that we're going to connect now with Saint Germain.
Yes.
Okay. Kat called in everyone, and she gave Mother Mary, she gave Saint Germain, she gave them all notice that they would be needed tonight. Thank you for that.
I did.
Yes, you did. You always do. You let them know, you know, who's going to come in this week. So I thank you. Okay, so now we do have, you know, Saint Germain with us, and he's stepping forward. Beloveds, I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity that God desires. I, Saint Germain, come before you today as many changes are happening in the world. I am here. I am joined by Mother Mary and Jesus, and we will guide you through all that has been occurring within and around you. What is happening to you may actually feel like you have a volcanic eruption within your soul, and the deep emotions that you have been suppressing must be released. They must surface and be felt and then acknowledged. This volcano that is erupting within is very powerful. Again, it must be released. As you continue forward, we will remain with you along with other ascended masters, angels, and guides, and you will gain the strength through the challenges that you are each facing. As you continue your journey upward on a beautiful mountain that is almost like a mountain-like volcano. Beloveds, do not stop until you arrive at the very top. Keep going. There you will see an explosive energy erupt. Continue to resonate with your beliefs. Demonstrate your core values, and you will become confident in all that you do. You now see hot lava, and this hot lava will help you to release any anger, anxiety, stress, negativity, anything that you are holding on to that does not serve your highest and best. And please remember, you are never given more than you can handle. Get ready, too, for explosions of miracles and manifestations that will help you to create the life of your dreams. Please use the knowledge that you have gained now on this spiritual journey to help yourself and then go forward and help all of humanity. Focus on love. There is love within every soul. Please share your love with all you meet. We are all one, and love is, in fact, all there is. Are you ready now to connect with your great I Am presence and the violet flame that will ignite your God spark and transform it into a mighty flame? If so, please affirm silently, I am ready. Your life will change in the most amazing ways from this point on, beloveds. You can sit or lay, whatever you prefer, as long as you're comfortable, and close your eyes for a few minutes. Please place your feet on the ground, or if you're laying, just, you know, lay comfortably. Once again, begin breathing slowly in through the nose and then out through the mouth. One more time, in through the nose and then out through the mouth. At this time, you now may begin to feel Saint Germain and all the divine beings who are gathering here today to help you and be with you on this amazing spiritual journey. You may also see the violet flame that surrounds you at this time as it begins to permeate every fiber of your being. A healing has begun on all levels, and this sacred flame burns stronger, accelerating the healing process, removing all that has held you back on a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. Continue to breathe as all issues that you've had are being transformed, transmuted, and healed. You can feel the warmth and the healing of this amazing violet flame as the spiritual energy addresses all that no longer serves you, whether it is known or maybe even unknown. All issues are resolving in this lifetime as well as previous lives. The areas of your heart that are filled with heartache, pain, and suffering are being purified and completely healed. Saint Germain gifts each of you a violet flame that will continue to assist you on your earthly journey. It will help you to receive everything that is for your highest and best as it raises your vibration. This beautiful violet flame contains a very high frequency and is a very powerful energetic tool that can be used to assist you and will transmute negative energy into positive energy as it continues to resolve issues that occur on a daily basis. You will also be able to connect with these higher energies that will help you to ascend and become open to other realms. Beloveds, continue daily to say a violet flame invocation. And as you do, you will become more aware of how you can work with this beautiful spiritual energy. Your intentions will help you to move forward. Beloveds, call upon me and allow our energy to become a synergy of energy divine. Your violet flame is a powerful tool that you should carry with you that will help you as you go through your earthly evolution and help the evolution of humanity. You are now one with Saint Germain.
I love that.
It's beautiful, and some people may resonate a little bit more, you know, with Saint Germain, but each beautiful healing that we had is significant, and both are equally amazing.
I agree. At one point, maybe we can Saint Germain and all of the things that he helps us with and who he is.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Teachings so that, you know, because he's given us this channel, you know, very special healing prayer, and he has the, you know, he's the one with the violet flame, right, which
yes.
transforms everything. And, you know, and so to gift us this violet flame, you know, with us, to carry with us wherever we go, and also to give to others is just a gift in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, because it's just, he's just so powerful. But I feel like for those who may need a little more explanation, maybe on another upcoming show soon, we could just explain it a little bit
definitely,
more.
Definitely, yes. That would be
yeah.
good, Kat. Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. I'm surrounded by that violet flame right now. And I just kind of.
Beautiful. Well, you know what? You don't get too surrounded, because I want you to connect now with the sacred geometry. And, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, that beautiful triangle grid as well.
Okay, we can do that. All right. Okay, let's get to that then. All right, so we'll start here.
So we're going to touch on sacred geometry for a moment, and we're going to learn to use, it's called a triangle grid. And what a triangle grid is, just imagine, like, for simplicity's sake, a triangle around your head, okay, like a gold triangle. So you have, you know, just like imagine a golden, you know, ball on the top of your head, a golden ball on the top of your left shoulder, a golden shoulder, and then you can just visually draw a line between, you know, both shoulders. So it just, it makes a triangle around your head. So I'm just trying to give you a visualization here. But what this grid does, it increases our consciousness within ourselves. And I'm just going to tell you that this information that I'm giving you right now is taken from Gaia's Sacred Geometry. It's a sacred science series, and it's called Gold Triangle. But this is just the preliminary, you know, basic introduction to it, and I'll go through more later. But I just felt that this is really important, because when I do meditations, you know, they talk about the triangle, and you know, lots of people, you know, sit in a triangle or they use copper around. But this is around your head, and it's just very simple and easy, but you do have to follow along, so I'll try to make it as easy as I can. All right, so this is an exercise, and it allows you to experience how energy sensors through lines of energy to create two-dimensional sacred geometry forms in your own energy body. Okay, so remember that the energy centers that we're working with, they already exist. They're invisible within us already, our energy body. All right, so what we're doing, we're simply using our minds to become aware and activate them, all right? So this spiritual practice is called the Energy Field Awareness Practice. So they're just telling us to close our eyes for a moment and just kind of tune into the energy in and around your body. It's your own energy. You know, just ask yourself, what does it feel like? You know, what are your thoughts at this moment? And to become aware of your crown center, which is at the top of your head, and feel the vibration of that chakra. You know, what does that feel like? All right. Now, I want you to slowly move your awareness above your crown chakra center until you find the first location, which you feel like, they're calling it like a miniature sun of energy, which is like, and light above your head, which is what I refer to as like that gold ball, okay? So place your attention there because this is the initial sacred geometry point to activate with your intention for this practice, all right? So next, activate two hidden energy centers that are located above each shoulder. So focus your attention now above your right shoulder. That's easy enough, right? Until you, again, become aware of, you know, that golden ball, all right, which, again, they refer to as the sun of energy and light. Now put your attention into the very epicenter of that power spot above your right shoulder because that's going to activate it. Now, with that point above the right shoulder activated, now move your attention to your left shoulder. All right? So move your attention above your left shoulder until you find that little gold ball, right, at that location. Put your attention in the very epicenter, again, of that power spot above your left shoulder to activate it. So you now have three of these energy centers activated in your energy field. So with your mind, visualize drawing a line of light from the center above your right shoulder, center above your left shoulder. So by doing that, you have now created a one-dimensional line between these two energy points. Then using your mind, just visualize connecting to the epicenter of the energy, right, above your head, and draw a line of energy from the center above your head to the center above your right shoulder, and then another line of light from the center above your head down to the center above your left shoulder, so that both are now connected to the center above your head. I hope this is making sense. You see, you can interject at any point if this sounds confusing. So this now has created a two-dimensional plane around your head in the form of a simple two-dimensional geometrical form made with straight lines, which, again, all that equated to the triangle. All right, I think it was, this was a lot of words in there, but it's a triangle around your head. Again, there's a ball of light above your head and on the top of each shoulder, and then you're just drawing lines around to put that around your head. All right. So held within the triangle of force anchors on these three points. So the one above your head and the two above your shoulders is called the golden divine light, which is inside the triangle, which is used in traditions around the world to attune a person to higher consciousness state. So you can pull in this golden light from the sun of energy above your head to fill up the two-dimensional, or I should say the 2D triangle around your head. To feel that golden divine light stabilized in the triangle of force around your head and allow that golden divine light to just clear detrimental thought forms around your head and just bring in powerful spiritual awakening forces. You know, feel that golden divine light penetrate any dark space within your head or your brain. You just want to get rid of anything that no longer serves you. All right, so opening and clearing every aspect of your thoughts and your higher consciousness, and allow any blockages or stuck energy in your head just to melt away from the radiant golden light inside this triangle. And like dew evaporating in the light of the sun, this golden triangle is very powerful by itself if properly activated and infused with divine golden light. However, it is simply one part of the larger grid of light design in the human energy field. So this is also a very simple practice for you to experience the movement from the zero-dimensional point to the one-dimensional line, the two-dimensional plane shape in your energy field. So this is, you know, what they're saying, anyway, is an easy first practice to begin activating and stabilizing in your own body and sacred geometry forms used for advanced spiritual development. That's what this is used for, advanced spiritual development. And this practice can, of course, be taken further in three-dimensional forms. For example, if we added in points of energy in front of the throat chakra and at the back of the neck, in the rear of the throat chakra, we could connect all the points together into the form of a pyramid, like around the head, for example. But at that point, the triangle around the head would pop out to become a three-dimensional pyramid. However, this is simply an example, and it's not a part of the simple beginning practice that we're starting here in constructive life design in our own energy body. So now we will take this building of the golden triangle around the head and the building of other sacred geometry grids in the human energy field much further in some upcoming episodes, just so that you can get it. But the bottom line here is just this golden triangle around your head that you want some vision as you're doing your meditation.
And, beautiful, yeah, Kat. That was absolutely amazing. And I did envision the triangles, and I saw Archangel Metatron standing with us.
Yeah, because that's what I didn't mention, but Metatron's cube is where this is going as well.
Yeah, the Merkaba or Metatron's OBS. And, you know, as Kat continues through, you know, upcoming episodes, you know, this is going to help you for your own, you know, body, mind, soul transformation. And Archangel Metatron will be present to empower you to grow forward and really reach your soul's potential and your destiny in this lifetime. I feel it's just absolutely beautiful, Kat. That was truly amazing. I love it. And Archangel, you know, Metatron is here, and he's just so happy that, you know, you did this today. And he's saying he has a message of, you know, of divine empowering love. And he's saying, as you go forward, Kat, I want to assist, you know, every beloved in reaching higher consciousness within. And I ask that the angels, the archangels, the ascended masters, the divine healers, you know, as well as each of your teams come in and be with you and assist you during this beautiful process. So during this process, I just ask that you let go of everything that you are holding on to. And, you know, let all that is not love be released. And I just felt him like he was, you know, he was actually standing with everyone, and I could see him almost like putting that beautiful triangle where it belonged around each person.
Saying,
you know, that, you know, this is amazing because this triangle is filled with divine love. And it permeates through all of your chakras, you know, as Kat was explaining this, and it brings you into alignment. And as we go forward, it will infuse you with the highest vibrational energy that each of you are capable of receiving during this incarnation. So it will help you to stay centered in this awareness. And Archangel Metatron did have, like, his Metatron's cube in his hand to show each of us. And, you know, that cube originated from the ancient structure of the flower of life. And he infused that beautiful cube with his sacred geometry. And he sent that energy to each of us. So he's saying, you know, please be open to the flow of this powerful energy. It will help each of you to connect to your oneness with the universe. And during, you know, each episode, as Kat goes forward with this process, the energetic flow of energy is releasing all blockages. And you will feel each of your chakras become aligned, perfectly aligned and vibrantly colored and spinning in the right direction. They will be balanced, they will be cleansed, and you will amplify the divine energy, which is going to help you on all levels. My beloved Kat, I thank you for, you know, bringing this forward today. I am Archangel Metatron.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I love him.
That was beautiful.
And this is just yet another, tool, another healing, another, way to connect with the divine and to, there's so many things available to us and these, archangels, and they're coming, and Mother Mary, like they're coming through, saints for me, like they're coming through, and they're, as we talk about certain things, they're thanking us and they're coming through, and, they're there for everybody to use, and that sacred geometry just, I don't even know how I found it. It just came,
Right.
And so I felt compelled to talk about it. And I was very excited because I love, him and, Metatron's cube. And I love just who he is. And he's very powerful. And again, it's just yet another tool for us,
But you have to realize that he's powerful, but when we connect with him individually, he's powerful and he's very stern. And when I connected with him in the beginning of, my spiritual journey during this lifetime, he came in, very, very loud as well. And at that time, I asked, who he was, and he wouldn't tell me. So I said, I'm gonna label you Mr. Bossy Pants. So until you can tell me exactly who you are, you have to step back. So it did take a few months, but he did come forward again, and he revealed himself to me, and he stated that he had been with me during many lifetimes.
Wow.
So that was truly beautiful.
That is.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for that.
You know what he's saying? Kat, Archangel Metatron, he does have a sense of humor. But when he's working with you, believe me, he doesn't use it at that time. But he's just saying he loves listening to your what the bleep moments. He's saying that's why he joined the show. He wants to hear the what the bleep moments, Kat.
There are so many. Which one does he want to hear? I don't know. Okay, so we'll go ahead with that. And there was one other thing. I guess for time, we'll go ahead and do that then.
10 minutes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let's see. So what's a bleep moment? So this is just something that I'm calling it a what's a bleep moment because it's happened so many times. It's just not once. It's like it's happened dozens of times. It's like an ongoing thing. But it started when I was really, really young. And, I've always been called a free spirit. And DC will back me up on that one. but this is just an example. So one day I was a teenager, and one day while I was sitting outside a hospital waiting for visiting hours to start, I went to see a friend. This very, very happy stranger just came up to me and said, I had a beautiful spirit, and he handed me a dozen roses. And no other words were spoken, and then he was gone. And I just, at that time, I felt like, Well, that was strange. You know, that was wild. And but he was very happy, and he made me very happy. And he had a very good spirit. You know, he was a very positive spirit himself. And to this day, I believe he was a spirit, quite honestly, because he was there and he was gone. And, you know, when he approached me, I felt something that, you know, just made me feel just, you know, so wonderful. Instead of being scared or, you know, who is this guy? But then, like I said, he was gone. And I ended up with a dozen roses. And on another occasion, I was in a grocery store, Whole Foods, when a man behind the cheese counter, of all things, he told me I had a beautiful spirit and asked if I needed help with anything personal. Now, you know, normally you would think, what's going on there, right? But his spirit was beautiful. I could feel it, right? So I could feel that. And I guess because I always, after work, I would always go and, you know, go to Whole Foods and get my, it was on the way home. And I would always stop there, but it was always like as they were closing. So I felt like I was always like one of the last ones out of there. So I think he just felt that. But he asked me, when he asked me that, he was very talkative and he was just very nice and, you know, and later literally asked his wife if she would become my personal shopper, grocery shopper, which she eventually did, which I just thought was intriguing. You know,
and she
would shop for me while I was at work. I would see the last patient, and then she would shop, and then she would bring the bags to my work, and she would put them in my trunk, and then I would leave. And I would go home. So it was pretty cool while it lasted.
That's really awesome.
And then just in random places, like people either, you know, they'll just start talking to me and just, but telling me their life story. You know, I don't know these people. I don't know them from Adam. But they'll just start talking to me about personal things that I stop and listen because they're talking to me, and it's sincere. It's very sincere. I can tell, and so it's like they need to talk to someone, but they'll stop and talk to me, and that I can't tell you how many times that has happened. And then, you know, even in the grocery store, somehow, some way, like I don't know, I get people come up. I have actually been approached as well by people who, well, I don't believe that they were people, like they, whatever was going on with me, like they would come up and, you know, they would give an opinion of something that was going on in my life at the time. And it was strange because, again, I don't know these people. And, you know, they were very nice, but then literally gone, disappeared. And, you know, it wasn't even like sometimes in hello. It was just giving me these opinions or the something, you know, that they were saying that was relevant to what was going on at that time. And, you know, just supporting me and I do believe those are angels because I could not find them afterwards, you know. So these are just things. I take as blessings, and, you know, I don't understand. I'll be the first one to say I don't always understand, you know, as things happen, but they do. So that's just a few examples of a lot of those kind of things that have happened for my What to Bleep moment.
Yeah, that's truly, truly amazing. They are. They're truly interesting. They're amazing. And I have not people talking to me as much as the people on Earth talk to you. I, in fact, have their family and friends from the other side trying to connect with me as I am connecting. with their relatives. I've had a father on the other side. He didn't have a good relationship with his daughter. So when he transitioned, he came to me, and in the beginning, his daughter didn't want to even connect. She didn't want to hear anything, but he kept, you know, stepping in, and he became, like, more and more powerful, where it looked like the 4th of July when he connected with us. And I asked the woman, can you please just maybe listen to see what he has to say? And she finally, like, opened up to listen, but she also, you know, after a little while, opened up her heart. And it was really a beautiful healing for the two of them. So that was
wow.
Incredible. I've had another woman that I connect with, yeah, in regard to a reading for love. And I said to her, I'm glad to help you, but can you please just let me know, how have you, you know, how did you get connected with me? Because I didn't know her. And she said, well, my boyfriend's grandfather on the other side recommended you. So I started to laugh. I said, okay, so, you know, if I got that kind of a recommendation, I'm happy to help you. That was really cool.
That is
and
cool.
last week I was connecting with this beautiful woman who has very dark hair, dark eyes. And as I was looking at her, I said to her, oh my gosh, like, I'm looking at you, but then your face changes. You have red hair. And she had a beautiful, beautiful, like, olive skin. And I said, this woman has porcelain white skin and blue eyes, and she had beautiful, beautiful dark eyes. And I said, I don't know what's going on, but I'm looking at you, and you keep changing. I keep seeing this woman of an Irish descent. So she said, oh, my gosh, I really felt like I've always had a connection with Ireland. And then she said, oh, my gosh, wait a minute. And she pulled up a picture that was actually of a painting that her mom had painted many years ago. And her mom didn't even realize, like, why she painted this picture, but it was this beautiful girl that was from Ireland with this beautiful wavy red hair, sky blue eyes, and, like, a porcelain complexion. And I said, my goodness, your mom channeled this painting. And here it came up, like, years later when she talked to me, I was able to, you know, figure out what the painting, you know, meant. It was her, you know, it was this woman's daughter from a past lifetime. So that was really amazing
wild.
As well.
That is wild.
Yeah, and then I said to her, oh, my gosh, I said, I'm also getting now that you have been burned at the stake in Salem, Massachusetts. And they said, I, too, had the same experience. And she replied, oh, my goodness, I was just visiting Salem, Massachusetts over the weekend because I was so drawn to it.
Wow.
So even like that lifetime and, you know, as a witch being burned at the stake, she felt that connection so strongly, Kat, that she was driven to go to Salem and just, you know, feel that energy. So that truly was like very validating
wow.
for her. And I feel like it helped to open her up, like, to, you know, some of the lessons that she needed to learn. And another thing that happened, like, this week has been crazy. Another thing that happened, I connected with this woman that's a friend of mine. We don't talk often, but when we do talk, it feels like we've never stopped talking. So I connected
right.
with her last week, and she said, you know, every time I really need you, you call. So I, you know, I called her and I gave her everything that Spirit gave me, and it made her feel so wonderful. She said, you've got me back on track. I feel great. And then she had mentioned Tony Bennett, who had passed. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, I was walking by the TV, and there was Tony Bennett smiling at me. And I'm thinking, like, you know, like, what is that smile all about, Tony? So then I kept walking. And she said, a message from Tony Bennett. I said, oh, do you have a message from me, from Tony Bennett? I said, because I was walking by the TV, and he was just, like, staring at me. And it was almost like we were just, like, stuck for a couple moments in time. She said, no, I want a message from Tony Bennett. I actually went to see him in person, And mm-hmm. I ended up giving her a message, and she found out with this channeled message that she had a lot in common with Tony Bennett. So
wow,
that was
too.
Just, you know, yeah, some of the stuff that I've encountered this week. I mean, it was truly an amazing week.
Yeah.
I feel truly like this really happens to you all the time.
They do. I mean, they really do happen all the time.
Yeah.
And I just try to go with the flow, but on a crazier note, like trying to get, you know, on a crazier note, like when I go to the grocery store, at times I will buy some beef and I will buy some poultry, and for some reason the checkout person will always ask, do you mind if I put the beef and the chicken in the same bag? And I'm thinking, my gosh, they're wrapped. And before I can get like a word out, Joan Rivers will come in and say, hell, if they don't care, why should I? You know, so my hands, I'm like flapping, like put it all in, you know.
Yeah, it's funny.
So I've had some crazy, you know, what the bleep moments for quite a while. I think they got crazier since I connected with Joan Rivers.
Yeah. She does have a lot to say. I give her
But you know what, Mother Mary.
Humor. We need humor.
That's what I was getting to. Mother Mary has a sense of humor, and she laughs, you know, when we're together. And she's not laughing at us. She's laughing with us. But she thinks that we are so divine and we are so amusing.
That's what we're here for.
Yes, crazy cat and crazy. It is. And she just, you know, she sees us walking through our daily lives with all these what the bleep moments. And
yeah,
I have to say, Kat, we do attract a lot of stars from the other side that, you know, they come in and visit and they have something to say at times, you know? So.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a whole show.
That's a whole show.
That is a show, and I don't know if we can do it. Some of it, I don't know, because it's not even 9 p.m., so. So I don't know if we can say something.
I'm just saying, I 1,000% believe, yes. 1,000%,
yeah.
Our ancestors are starseed families, and definitely. Well, I do have, to end the show, I do have a card for the collective.
Okay.
I'm going to read. And, all right. So the card that I pulled was the Angels of Abundance. And the card I pulled is Declutter, which is actually what I'm doing here today. I feel like it's a very good card for the collective at this time anyway. So it just basically says you'll feel better and more focused if you take the time to clear away clutter from your living and workspace. You know, you could go ahead and donate what you can to help others who may need your items, and be sure to keep your schedule uncluttered as well. And I know that that's difficult for a lot of people, including myself. But this card's a strong message to clear away the excess from your home, work, environment, and calendar.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the calendar is really, if you could see my calendar, a cluttered space or schedule translates to a cluttered mind and can prevent you from focusing. So all too often we accumulate excess possessions. And how much of your energy and attention is direct to your belongings? So the Angels of Abundance encourage us to clear away the clutter in our life. So only keep those items that actively serve us or make us feel happy in some way. If we hold on to an item out of guilt or obligation or habit, now's the time to get rid of it. Because this is especially true if the item reminds us of painful experiences. Clutter. Yeah, so that could be, you know, even gifts that were given to you by people that did not serve your highest good. I've gotten rid of stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
and
just
I tell people,
I don't want
you know,
that
feel
energy.
The item. Yeah, feel the item
yeah.
and see what the energy feels like. You know, give you know, just sit with it
yeah.
for a couple of minutes. If you're not,
yeah.
you know, if you're not decisive of whether you want to keep it or let it go, and feel the energy, and it really. It really gives you an answer, like, you know, like, yes, I want to keep this. No, I don't feel anything anymore. Because we're not meant to
right.
keep everything. We truly aren't. And as you
right.
began your beautiful card for tonight, Kat, I looked at the clock in the studio, and we had 55 minutes and 55 seconds left. So the angels wanted to remind us that we're about to embark on a period of evolution and progress. And this represents the awakening of your inner wisdom and the liberation of your true potential. And it resonates with change, adaptability, and freedom. So I thought that was really cool. Yeah.
That is
yeah, it was
really
truly
cool.
beautiful.
And that and also to, you know, just end this this card reading real quick, you know, this the clutter goes beyond possessions because such, you know, some possessions, like clutter, they're calling it, is having false friends in your life to drain your resources, or you're saying yes to so many things when you really don't have that time or it's not resonating with you. You know, so it's okay to say no, you know, and take that time for
yes.
yourself. And again, friends, you know, are, can keep those friends, but, you know, some aren't in our best interest and we just have to walk away sometimes. Not that we
yeah, and,
are,
and
you know.
That's like, are reminding us that, you know, as we grow, as we change, as we ascend, you know, some of the people that we resonated with prior, you know, we may not resonate with them at this time. And
right.
we,
right.
you know, we step away and then you make room for other people that are resonating at your vibration at the present moment.
Exactly.
So it doesn't have to be sad. Because, you realize that. Because some people feel sad, but the angels are saying, when you're going forward, you want to resonate with people that can help you, you know, walk on that same journey with you. And I think that's, you know, so true.
I do too.
So sometimes,
yeah.
you know, those people that we walk away from, you know, they do rejoin us at times, you know, in a later
mm-hmm.
part of our path. Or sometimes, you know, you just, you know, you walk forward with other people that are basically like on the same journey. So it can be really beautiful if we embrace, you know, if we embrace change, because change is all we really have. You know, it's ever present.
Right.
Life is always changing.
And we send, yeah, and we send everyone light and love, and right. But
yes.
you're right. You know, if we didn't change, and then and we don't open ourselves up to, you know, what else is out there, but we never want to become stagnant, and that is. What
yes.
will happen, right, if, you know, we're not changing as we need to, as our vibration or our frequency, you know, is increasing. And those are the people that we're going to attract and experiences as well.
Definitely.
But,
and those people that, you know, come in as we're, you know, going to different steps on our path as we're ascending, they're actually there to help us to fulfill our spiritual goals, you know,
yeah.
and to achieve
yeah.
what we wanted to achieve in this lifetime. So it's really, really
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And they, what do they say that the, you know, even the people that, you know, whether it be an ex or whether, I don't know, someone who's given, you know, you haven't exactly seen eye to eye with, it's, you know, they're there as a lesson, right? And so on the other
yeah,
side.
Yeah, well, they came in too and
yeah.
served a purpose, because sometimes,
right.
you know, you come together in union and you have a beautiful family with them.
Right, exactly.
And once that's
exactly.
complete, you know, you do step away and you make room for, you know, someone else that wants to come into your life as well, you know?
Right. exactly. So it's up to us, right? It's up to us.
Yeah. But we should never be mad at people because, as you said, you know, they may come in as a lesson, and the ones that aggravate us the most and give us the most difficult time are usually, you know, connected with the hardest lessons.
Right.
But we did contract with us. So we've got to realize that, too, that we did contract these people prior to, you know, incarnating during this lifetime. We asked them to be part, you know, of our story for this lifetime and help us to evolve.
Right. And it's not always easy either, you know, because of things that can't change or other people,
yeah.
Or we try to change other people. But, you know, at times, you know, we're human and, you know, I find myself really having to be mindful. And then, you know, if I say something that I was like, I shouldn't have even reacted or whatever, then I'll go back and say, okay, you know.
Well, Joan Rivers is coming in and she's saying, that's why, you know, you have vodka and tequila. Those hard moments.
Exactly.
And we're not telling you guys to. We're just telling you what Joan Rivers thinks. Okay, so.
Right. That's very funny. Oh my goodness! Just for listeners, I do not drink a whole lot at all. So funny.
Now we're happy. We're always happy. We always sound like we drink, but we don't.
Oh,
it's just we're so, you know, we are. We have beautiful happiness within us, and when we connect,
yeah.
We do laugh a lot, don't we, Cass?
We laugh all
we
the
truly,
time. Yeah,
we do,
yeah.
Which is beautiful. Yeah,
that's how life should be. You know.
Yep.
Absolutely. But because we're ending the show early for, you know, some personal reasons, I want to thank you, DC, for tonight. It was just a beautiful show. I want to thank the listeners for tuning in. And I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you join us next Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern time. And with that, I just want to say God bless. And have a beautiful night.
Thank you, Kat. Back at you. And we love you guys. Come back next week. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Bye-bye.